today on Real Radio.
But man has gone out of his way to undermine marriage, redefine it, make fun of it, re-engineer it, somehow reinvent the institution of marriage. And church, listen, it doesn't work. Marriage is designed by God, and the Bible says for life. For life!
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack continues now in his verse-by-verse series through Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. We're in a series taken from chapter 7. It's called God, Marriage, and Divorce. The Apostle Paul explains the worldview on marriage just the way the Almighty intended it. He then goes on to explain the benefits of being married or remaining single and how God can use believers in both situations. In the section we're focusing on today, we learn why it is the will of God for married couples to remain married. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs now in a lesson called God, Marriage, and Divorce: The Dangers of Splitting Up a Home.
People go into commitments in our culture because they have been taught or raised up, well, try your best, and if it doesn't work, just walk away. I want you to know something. God condemns that way of thinking regarding marriage. If that's what you're thinking, don't get married. In a moment, I'm going to show you a video clip. Let me give you a little bit of background. It was the most watched wedding in history. It was the sixth most viewed internet event in history. 2.5 billion people, that's one third of the Earth's population, watched it live. Now, I'm going to let you hear something, and I wanted to set the tone of our study in this little series. So let's put our eyes to the screen.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here in the sight of God and in the face of this congregation to join together this man and this woman in holy matrimony, which is an honorable estate, instituted of God Himself, signifying unto us the mystical union that is betwixt Christ and His Church, which holy estate Christ adorned and beautified with His presence and first miracle that He wrought in Cana of Galilee, and is commended in Holy Writ to be honorable among all men, and therefore is not by any to be enterprised nor taken in hand, unadvisedly, lightly, or wantonly, but reverently, discreetly, soberly, and in the fear of God, duly considering the causes for which matrimony was ordained.
Listen to this.
First, it was ordained for the increase of mankind, according to the will of God, and that children might be brought up in the fear and nurture of the Lord and to the praise of His holy name. Secondly, it was ordained in order that the natural instincts and affections implanted by God should be hallowed and directed aright, that those who are called of God to this holy estate should continue therein in pureness of living. Thirdly, it was ordained for the mutual society, help, and comfort that the one ought to have of the other, both in prosperity and adversity, into which holy estate these two persons present come now to be joined.
I require and charge you both, as ye will answer at the dreadful day of judgment, when the secrets of all hearts shall be disclosed, that if either of you know any impediment why ye may not be lawfully joined together in matrimony, ye do now confess it. For be ye well assured that so many as are coupled together otherwise than God's word doth allow, are not joined together by God, neither is their matrimony lawful. Who giveth this woman to be married to this man? I, William Arthur Philip Louis.
I, William Arthur Philip Louis,
Take thee, Catherine Elizabeth.
Take thee, Catherine Elizabeth.
To my wedded wife.
To my wedded wife.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
Till death us do part.
Till death us do part.
According to God's holy law.
According to God's holy law.
And thereto I give thee my troth.
And thereto I give thee my troth.
Let us pray.
Watch this.
O eternal God, creator and preserver of all mankind, giver of all spiritual grace, the author of everlasting life, send thy blessing upon these thy servants, this man and this woman whom we bless in thy name, that living faithfully together, they may surely perform and keep the vow and covenant betwixt them made, whereof this ring given and received is a token and pledge, and may ever remain in perfect love and peace together, and live according to thy laws, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Watch this. This is cool. Listen to him.
Those whom God hath joined together, let no man put asunder.
Wow. Awesome is right. Did you hear him say that you'll stand, you'll appear before that dreadful day and the day of judgment? And the entire presentation was in light of the vows that they were about to take. Our culture has completely undermined all that, you guys. And so as we get into this study, number one, I want you to mark this down. God, marriage, and divorce. Why is marriage such a big deal? Verses 10 to 13. Will you write that down? It's obviously a question. Why is marriage such a big deal? Why? Our young culture today is saying marriage is no big deal. It's nothing at all. And for some reasons, I'll agree with them. Young people today say marriage is no big deal because I've seen my parents and they're on their second, third marriage. It doesn't matter. The vows don't matter. The rings don't matter. The commitment doesn't matter. Why is marriage such a big deal? God says it's a big deal. Number one reason, listen, it's a spiritual union designed by God. You heard that as the Bishop of Canterbury made announcement, made presentation. Verses 10 and 11, now to the married I command. Listen to Paul. Imagine Paul right now in his apostolic authority. You saw the pomp and the glory of the Church of England a second ago. What about this? He says, I command, yet not I, but the Lord. A wife is to not depart from her husband. Why? It's a spiritual union. But even if she does depart, let her remain unmarried or be reconciled to her husband. And a husband is not to divorce his wife. God says it's a holy institution. It's a spiritual union. Listen to this. When you grab toothpaste and you squeeze it out of the tube, try to put it back in. Try someday to put toothpaste back in the tube. It ain't gonna happen. No matter what you might think of marriage, no matter what your estimation of marriage might be, you need to understand this right now. God says it is his creation and it is a spiritual union. And it's a spiritual union even in the sense where two non-believers, if they come together in the state of the institution of marriage. You say, no, but we got married in Vegas or we got married at the courthouse. We got married. That doesn't matter to God. Do you understand? Church family, listen, it is an institution that someone says, I'm going to enter into it. They may or may not be thinking about God, but God is there. He's the inventor of it. It's like Mr. Mercedes and Mr. Benz. They build a car. And when you get inside that car and you sit inside that car, you have entered into their creation. Or Ford, where I come from, Henry Ford. Right? You enter into that. God says, this is marriage. And church family, right here, I have no jurisdiction over any other people but this church family, right here, right now, today, in these services. Number one thing is we need to be praying and seeking God's will and finding out what God's heart is regarding you or me getting married. Now listen, as we go through this teaching, some of you are going to be very discouraged. Don't be very discouraged. Some of you might be convicted. Let conviction have its healing power. Some of you who I'm thinking about, those who by the end of the three services last week, so many people had come to know Jesus, their life started over last week, brand new. There will be maybe thoughts today that will arise in your heart and in our next study together that you might say, oh my goodness, this places me outside of God's blessings. And I didn't know that's what I was getting myself into. Or listen, God will speak to us regarding these things. And there's always room, an opportunity for forgiveness if we've made a mistake or if somehow we entered into something not taking it into consideration. But know this from the beginning. Genesis 2, verse 24 says, therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Remember that picture of the toothpaste out of the tube. God says that when a man and a woman commit to one another and they consummate that marriage in body, soul, and spirit, God says in the Bible, and he's not asking for my opinion, and he's not asking for yours. God says that when that happens, they are welded. The word we would use would be today welded. God has welded them together. And to separate them, listen, the word to separate, do you remember when the bishop wrapped that cord around their arms and he says, what God has joined together, let no man separate? That word separate in Greek and Hebrew means to tear part of your flesh out. It means this. Imagine for a moment that something comes into my life and it becomes part of my cheekbone, part of my skin, right here in the side of my face. In fact, you can't even tell. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, there's a pair of pliers that comes and grabs my cheek. And unnaturally, think of it, rips out the side of my face by brute force, and it leaves a gaping, unnatural hole in the side of my face. That is the picture that the Greek and Hebrew words paint regarding a divorce. The Bible calls it putting away, to put someone away. We'll talk more on that as we get into this study. God says it's a ripping of the flesh, because I've made them one. That's a horrible picture in our mind, and it's supposed to be a horrible picture. And you got the solemn word of that bishop over that couple. And everything that he said and did was biblical. And that was a 4-minute clip of the entire service, which was very biblically based. Why? God says, I've joined man and women together in that state of marriage. But man has gone out of his way to undermine marriage, redefine it, make fun of it, re-engineer it, somehow reinvent the institution of marriage. And church, listen, it doesn't work. Marriage is designed by God, and the Bible says for life. For life? Boy, that's ridiculous, says Hollywood. You know, people say that out of their mouths. They say it out of their mouths, but if you talk to them privately, they have a whole different story. Hollywood makes fun of marriage. New York, Madison Avenue makes fun of marriage. And yet people have broken hearts because marriages have either gone awry or they've broken up. And God says, no, I want to work through this. I want to make it happen the way that I've ordained it. Jesus said in Mark chapter 10, verse 9, therefore, what God has joined together, let no man separate. That's that word, and that's the word that that bishop used. Verse 11 says, but even if she does depart, if a believing woman departs from her husband, look what the Bible says. She's to remain unmarried or be reconciled to her husband, and a husband is not to divorce his wife. This is the context of two Christians. Paul is speaking to the Corinthian believers, and he says, okay, now that you guys have heard the gospel and both of you accepted the Lord and now you're a Christian home, and or you were married in the Lord, two believers, you are to make your marriage work. Why? Based on what premise? Based upon what foundation? The fact that you've named Jesus as your Lord. I'm a Christian, I say. But if I don't apply the word of God to my marriage, church family, ladies and gentlemen, visitors, family of God here together, if I say I'm a Christian, but I don't apply the instruction of the Bible to my marriage, listen, there's a great bit of hypocrisy going on in my life. I'm saying one thing, but I'm not applying the very healing balm of the word, balm, B-A-L-M, balm, the healing balm of his word to my marriage. Listen, none of us have been rightly, properly schooled in how to be a husband. None of us have been rightly, properly schooled in how to be a wife. In fact, think about the biggest things that matter. Marriage, life, babies. If you buy a car or a microwave oven, you get more instruction manuals and you get a little tutorial DVD on how to operate your new car. And a baby comes out of the mommy with no DVD, no manual. You're on your own. Have you noticed that? And some people think, well, okay, you want to get married? Cool, let's just get married. This is what a church family's for. This is what the word of God is for. No one should get married. Listen, how many of you are single? Raise your hands. Any single people in here? This is it? Okay, maybe the seven of you ought to meet one another, go on a little date there. Never, never, never. Look, okay, first of all, you're going to meet someone who you're attracted to. That's normal. God did that. Then you're going to start talking to them, and you're going to be discerning. Who is this person? You're getting to know them. As you get to know them, you're going to be making a determination as a Christian. Does he love the Lord? Does she love the Lord? Biggest determination of all, single people, listen, I'm going to give it to you. It's free. No expense. Here it is. Do not commit to someone unless you're impressed with their spirituality. Don't do it. I'm telling you right now, write that at the top of your page. Do not get involved with someone because someone you're going to get involved with will someday be your husband or wife. Unless you are impressed with their spirituality. Don't even go there. But Pastor, she's so cute. Get your eyes back in your brains here. Come on, reel it in. Does this person love the Lord? Because it's a spiritual union, marriage is. And we're Christians in this context. We're in church. And there's no wiggle room for this. Now listen, let me make this very clear. If you visit this church today and don't come back because the message upsets you, you're going to be missing out on the whole picture in the next few weeks. Because in the next few weeks, Paul is going to say that there are areas, there are situations. Jesus said it for one thing. Jesus said, if there is in the mix of your marriage adultery, then that is grounds for divorce. We'll talk about that later. Also, Paul's going to say that if your spouse dies, you're free to marry again, but only a believer. He goes on to say, and some scholars will argue back and forth with this, it's in our text today, is that if the non-believer that you're married to divorces you, then you're free, some will say, you're free to remarry, but only in the Lord. Some will say, some great scholars say, no, and I personally don't agree with this one, that if a non-believer says to you, the believer, I'm out of here. You drive me nuts with your Jesus stuff. I can't take it anymore. And listen, Christian, you've done everything. Are you listening? You've done everything you can to keep that marriage together. You didn't help her get out. Are you with me? Mm-hmm, because this is the stuff that comes out in counseling. Mm-hmm. You didn't help push them out. Like you didn't create as a Christian your marriage as a living hell and drove them away and then say, look, I'm free. He left me. You can't do that. God knows. Remember how he said, you'll stand before God on that dreaded day who he'll know the intents and reasons of all hearts. Think of it. This is serious stuff. Man, this is boot camp. This is, we're like one-on-one in a marriage counseling session here right now. What is your intent? What is your motive? Paul will speak to us about these things. But there's no wiggle room here. This is what the Bible says. Based on what, Jack? That's radical. No, it's not radical if you divorce yourself from the culture and marry yourself to the will of God. Because again, he's the inventor of marriage. And this is very important. Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 31, Matthew 5, 31, furthermore, it has been said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you, that was the practice of the day. But verse 32, but I say to you that whoever divorces his wife for any reason except sexual immorality causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a woman who is divorced in the same context, knowing about her adulterous situation, he says, commits adultery. This is serious stuff. Jesus, and here's the amazing thing. You said, well, Pastor, I'm sitting here right now with my husband, and years ago there was adultery in our relationship, but we made it through. We made, that's perfect. I haven't gotten to that part yet. That is, listen, because some of you in a crowd this size, some of you hear, oh, what? Oh, my husband? Oh, my wife? Listen, this is a big deal. I'm going through a situation with a couple right now regarding this. 7 years ago, she cheated on me, but we made it work, and now he wants out. So I asked him, what's your girlfriend's name? What? I said, wait. 7 years ago, your wife cheated on you, but you guys reconciled, which is God's number one plan. Did you know that? God's number one plan, if there's adultery, is not divorce. Did you know that? Can someone say amen? I want to hear it louder. God's plan is not divorce. But she committed adultery, so I've got to divorce them. No. God's first plan is reconciliation. Making up, getting it to work. And so when somebody comes along and says, well, you know, we have marital problems, it's a big issue. Well, what's the deal? And you start to dig deeper and you get below the surface. Well, she cheated on me 7 years ago. What does that have to do with anything? Well, I don't want to be married to her anymore. Wait. You guys have been doing fine for 7 years and now you don't want to be married to her anymore. And you're saying you have to get out of the relationship because she cheated on you 7 years ago. Are you hearing me? Here's what I'll say every time is, what's your girlfriend's name? Or what's your boyfriend's name? And they're appalled. Oh, I can't believe I'm leaving. I'm out of this meeting. I can't take it. Oh my goodness. Guilt like you can't believe. There will always be an ungodly reason why you're going to pursue that path. Now, it may be that reconciliation has been exhausted in the context of adultery. God has made a place for that.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a study that takes a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 7, where Paul explains how and why it is the will of God for married couples to remain married. The title of today's study, God, Marriage, and Divorce, The Dangers of Splitting Up a Home. It's part of Pastor Jack's verse-by-verse look through this New Testament letter written by Paul. And we'll continue with more on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Meanwhile, we want to let you know about a brand new television program called Real Life with Jack Hibbs. It airs on Monday nights at 7 o'clock West Coast time on hischannel.com. Now, this new program features Pastor Jack dealing with today's issues from a scriptural worldview and how the believer is to handle and confront them. Sometimes you'll see Pastor Jack giving a study. Other times you might see him interview a special guest as an author or a scholar, even elected officials and retired military. It's really a great show. Pastor Jack's excited to invite you and your friends to watch Real Life with Jack Hibbs at hischannel.com. Monday nights, 7 o'clock. Just click on the live TV stream for Real Life with Jack Hibbs. Our phone number, if you'd like more info, 877-RR-RADIO. That's 877-RR-RADIO. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.